Weekend time is 7 after the hour. I guess if it were 24 hours from now and we weren't in the weekend or 24 hours ago, Phil, it would be still 7 past the hour.
It would be. And 24 hours from now, it'll be 7 past the hour.
It's 7 past the hour.
48 hours.
Yeah, this is the hour.
And in fact, even 12 hours from now, it'll be 7 past the hour.
Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and he's also our timekeeper here on the
Absolutely.
Weekend program.
And you know what time it is?
What time is it? It could be Howdy Doody time.
No. It is Frozen Food Month time.
Frozen Food Month. So what does that mean to all of us who are interested? We always hear frozen food is not as good for you as fresh food.
Oh, not true.
Yeah.
Not true.
I knew you'd take that approach, so explain.
No, not true.
Yes.
But this is the month really to get, you know, lots of money-saving deals. Lots of the frozen food companies are running coupons, specials in supermarkets. You can walk around supermarkets and see all those goofy penguins that they put up for displays. You know, it's good. It's good.
And is there, though, a way of judging which frozen food is better? Are there brands? Are there stores? Are there places that have a better frozen food? I mean, the concept here, to follow it through just step by step, if you're buying what you think is fresh produce, think in terms, depending on where you are in the country, of where the food comes from. Chances are it takes 5 days, maybe a week, maybe longer to get to you versus something that might be taken out of the field and within hours frozen. So by, it would seem, logic and definition, frozen food may often be better. We're not talking about canned food. We're talking about frozen food, right, Phil?
Yes, and besides being better, more nutritious, because it's been, you know, packed, as you point out, within hours, it's going to taste better, and the most important thing is it's going to be about half the price. So if you're going to buy a strawberry, you know, in March, it is not something that was, you know, grown yesterday.
No.
It was picked before it was ripe. It's gassed to turn red. It is tasteless, and it's very expensive. So just go to the frozen food case, and you can get a fresh strawberry.
Well, Phil and I live very close to the Santa Monica Farmer's Market, where they have it every Sunday morning. And you can go, and they'll happily charge you $5 for a small box of strawberries that are really red. I buy them, actually. I fall into that trap. Although my daughter's got me going over to Silver Lake to the farmer's market over there, where I find the same stuff at about $2 cheaper a box. It's the same stuff. So,
and the same vendors.
Oh, yeah. Same people. Yeah. Whatever the traffic will bear. Santa Monica, hey, crank it up a little. Over in Silver Lake, your kids are there. They can't afford it, so we'll charge them less money.
Yep.
At any rate, the stuff is very... It's interesting to look at the organic produce at any of these farmers' markets, and I'm sure a lot of people around the country identify with this when you go to the farmers' market. The real oranges aren't orange, folks. They really aren't. I mean, they have a little orange in them, but they aren't all like they just came out of Mako's paint shop, which...
I love that.
Well,
I love that. I'm gonna credit you,
thank you
for saying that in, I don't know, my column in the Huffington Post or something.
All right. Phil is everywhere. Like Supermarket Guru. He publishes his hits and misses every week. It'll be delivered straight to your inbox. You sign up for him at supermarketguru.com. Daily news flash. That's what you're looking for. And you'll find when you go fiddling around that website, man, when you get an education, and that's your duty, because you need to be feeding yourself well. You need to be feeding your family well. You need to be conscious of what it costs, et cetera, et cetera. So Phil's work is all about that. Later during this hour, we're going to meet Dr. Barry Sears. What's his story?
Well, Barry created the Zone Diet.
I thought I recognized that name.
It's probably 20 years, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Zone Diet to this day is still one of the best researched, most effective diets that there is. But he has a new book out, and it's called Toxic Fat. And he's really talking about how good fats can turn bad, and we're just going to talk to him about everything that's going on in the food world as it relates to obesity, early onset diabetes. You know, the report just came out, 79 million Americans are pre-diabetic in this country, and unless we do something relatively quickly, you know, our healthcare system just is going to implode because we cannot afford to have that many people diabetic.
Some of this week's food news, important food news, there are three more orange juice imports that have tested positive for that fungicide, which last month created havoc and also cost, it pushed the cost of the orange futures and orange juice that was any good way up.
So go to the frozen food case and get orange juice concentrate. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fraction of the price, and you don't have to carry all that water and pay for all that water because it's all from concentrate anyway.
Well, you mean all of the orange juice? I thought some orange juice was freshly squeezed and you could buy that in the store.
Very few.
A lot.
If you look at, you know, look at the carton of the fresh orange juice, it'll say mostly. I mean, there's one or two brands that are not from concentrate, but most of them are from concentrate. And most of the oranges are from Brazil.
So
Costa Rica.
You look for America now. Can they get around? If it's squeezed, if the oranges come up here from Brazil and it gets squeezed in America, can it be labeled an American product?
None.
Okay.
All the orange juice from Brazil is concentrate. They come over in tankers.
Yeah.
And then those tanks are sitting in New Jersey, right by Secaucus.
Sure,
the
fungicide didn't come from there.
Farm in this country.
The fungicide could come from just being in New Jersey.
It could. Watch it. I come from New Jersey.
I understand. All right. So, orange juice. Look out where it comes from. I've never understood that. They take the juice out of it and then send it to you, and then you put the juice back into it. What's the point of that?
Well, because it's cheaper to ship it that way.
It's just about shipping.
It's just about shipping. It's just about money.
You know,
why do we birth cows here, send them to Mexico to be raised, and Canada to be slaughtered and packaged? Because it's cheaper.
Cheap. All about the money.
But it's better.
Cheap. Yeah. All right. So speaking of raw beef, et cetera, there's also another story about how this week raw meats have gotten nutrition labeling, and this is something that's new. Where the meat comes from, what is required for nutrition labeling on meat, whether it's beef or poultry or fish? What do they have to put on there?
Country of origin, where the beef is coming from, or meat in general, went into effect a couple years ago. So that's been on there. What this new regulation is, and the meat industry, as you can imagine, has been fighting this tooth and nail, is that now you're going to see nutritional information just the way you see it on a box of cornflakes. Mm-hmm. It's going to talk about the amount of fat and sugars and so on. And one of the reasons that the beef industry has been fighting this is there's probably, and I'm going to make it up because I don't know the exact number, but there's probably about 50 different cuts of meat, beef in particular. Mm-hmm. You know, the shoulder, the round, the rib, the, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's confusing to consumers.
Yep.
So when you go to buy beef, you really can't equate what the nutritional value or the taste of the beef is to what the name is. You know, top sirloin, is that good, bad, bottom sirloin? So now this is game changing because you're going to be able to see which cuts of beef have more fat, less fat on them, and I think it's going to change the meat case dramatically. We're going to go from about these 50 varieties probably down to 5 or 6.
Wow.
And I think, you know, keep in mind that the USDA projections that came out 2 weeks ago told us that the beef prices are going to continue to rise through 2017.
Yeah.
So we've got another 5 years of beef prices going up.
Great. It's going to happen. Your cost of petroleum for that and
well,
bad leadership.
And also
no
the
leadership.
Cattle ranchers.
Because
to be honest with you, they weren't making enough money, so they short the supply of cattle, and when you don't have, you know, the supply, the demand goes up and the price goes up.
You know,
so this has been a manufactured, to a certain degree, price hike.
interesting also on that same level, and it's sort of oxymoronic to what you just said, because dairy farmers are getting shortchanged as usual by the stupid government rules, the price regulations. Instead of just selling milk on the open market and get what you can get for it, and now there's got to be a government plan to tell you how much you're supposed to get. So there are what they call milk orders in various parts of the country. The Northeast milk order requires you pay this much, and the Southeast order requires, well, so any of this stuff. This goes on and on and on. The dairy farmers that have had a lot of cows, keeping them less and beginning to ship them because, as you just suggested, there's the expensive, you know, even the inexpensive cuts. The price is going up. So what the farmer gets paid on the hoof for dairy cows that normally go to McDonald's or to Burger King or to Wendy's, they're more into the mainstream of beef, and the prices are almost twice what they were last year at this time for stuff going into slaughter. It's amazing, frankly, and kind of screws up the equilibrium, but it's all a part of the game that Phil was just explaining. 800-510-8255 for your questions for Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. I noticed on your blog this week, which we carry, we are always posting things that come from supermarketguru.com, a lot of information about vegetable oils this week, always controversial. You'd think it would be pretty easy to figure out that olive oil is olive oil and olive oil is good for you. In the other room, for example, right now I'm cooking in olive oil some potatoes that I had. I boiled some. I love to have, like we call them, home fries in the Northeast. And so I cooked them in this Italian virgin olive oil. And stay away from it. I remember as a kid, we used to have all kinds of different vegetable oils around, including stuff that looked just like lard. So what if,
and it was lard.
I guess it was, yeah. All right. So when you go up and down the supermarket aisles, Phil,
right,
what do people look for? And is it with stuff that's important like this that all of the good stuff is at eye level? Because I think you told us once that the important things or the expensive things or whatever are at eye level when you're looking on the shelves.
Well, the most popular products, typically, those products that we're going to find no matter where they are, the cornflakes, the number one oil, and so on, are usually going to be towards the bottom or way on the top because we're going to find them. The products that they want us to buy, and that could be because it's a promotional allowance or an advertising allowance or they got a great deal on it, those are the ones that are going to be at our eye levels. And when you look at oils in particular, what most people forget is that all oil, I don't care whether it's olive oil or corn oil or palm oil or canola oil, any of them, are 100% fat. People forget that.
100% fat.
And what they'll do is they'll get a light oil, a light olive oil or a light canola oil, thinking that it's less calories or less fat. Not true. All oils are 120 calories per tablespoon. That's it.
So olive oil is supposed to be better.
Well, yes. Olive oil and canola oil, matter of fact, have the healthiest profiles in lowering, you know, high cholesterol and so on. But keep in mind that, you know, the reason that you're going to use oil, unless you're really using a lot of oil, you know, I would suggest that olive oil isn't going to lower your cholesterol all by itself. You're going to have to change into a Mediterranean diet.
Your evil ways, a little exercise.
Exactly. So we've got to be smart. And really, the reason you buy certain oils is for taste and flavor. Olive oil, at least in my opinion, is one of the most flavorful oils that are out there. But certainly to cook with canola oil or safflower oil is fine. It just depends on how you're going to use it.
Let's ask those questions in a moment. We're going to meet Dr. Barry Sears, the founder and the chairman of Zone Labs. He did the Zone Diet. He has a new book called Toxic Fat. We'll talk about the vegetable oil, the trans fats that Phil's been writing a lot about on his website, which is supermarketguru.com. 21 after the hour now on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lempert.
Hi. I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit card, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now 23 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. We have Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru. Check out his website. I think the most helpful part of what Phil does across the board, the hits and misses every week, delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for it at thesupermarketguru.com. The videos and the things that you do, the apps. Explain just for a second, as you have so many of these things that are so helpful to so many people when it comes to food choices, how do they all work? What do you have?
Well, too many apps, too many things at this point. But
never too many.
You know, think about supermarketguru.com being for the average consumer. Mm-hmm. That's all consumer news.
Right.
And as you point out, our new product, Hits and Misses, is probably one of our most popular aspects, where every week, you know, five new products get rated from 0 to 100. Then on our app, we have Food News Today, which is a video broadcast of some really cool, interesting food news that you won't find elsewhere. Our Hits and Misses, product recalls, just 101s about every category, you know, in the supermarket, recipes, you know, what you should buy and what you shouldn't buy when it comes to organics.
And so we've invited Dr. Barry Sears, who's the founder and chairman of Zone Labs. You may remember his book, Zone Diet. I certainly have talked to him before. I think you have too, Phil. He's got a new book. The work is called Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad. There are a lot of people who don't think there's any such thing, Dr. Sears, as good fat. Phil and I were just sort of setting you up, talking. I don't know if you were listening to us or not, but we were talking about the things you needed to know about vegetable oils and olive oil and all that sort of thing. So is that where your book begins?
Well, actually, no. In many ways, it looks at the obesity crisis from a different standpoint. We think of our obesity crisis as really a crisis of lack of willpower, that people who are overweight or especially obese are simply morally inferior to us. but in reality, it's a lot more complex and a lot more insidious, because what we have, at least in my opinion, in terms of our obesity crisis, is very ancient genes being turned on by recent additions to the human diet, and so far the results have not been good. And that's why we talk about toxic fat. It's basically how this type of fat, it's called, a scientific name is called arachidonic acid, is now increasing in our bodies and begins to spread like a cancer to other organs. And once it does, that's when trouble begins to sprout. And that's what's causing our American healthcare system to go in the toilet right now. We're in an epidemic of toxic fat, and basically it's destroying the fabric of our country.
Well, one of the reasons, I think we probably would agree on that, I think the other one of the many reasons the healthcare system is going to the toilet is because it's poorly run, poorly administered, and there's no prevention, there's no education. It's all about making money. You give people bad food, they make bad choices, and then you put them on diets of drugs so that somebody can make a lot more money. It's amazing. I was watching something, both the you and Phil, Dr. Amen, A-M-E-N,
yes,
who's become very well known lately for his work on the brain, and he talks a lot about the current situation of healthcare, in which 70%, 70 cents on the dollar, is spent fixing people because they've made bad choices. Instead of spending some money on prevention, it's almost ludicrous. But you see who's controlling the system. It isn't you, Dr. Sears, and it isn't Phil, and it isn't me.
Well, but the one thing to address that is really education.
Right.
And, you know, if you really want to basically turn our healthcare system around, it really starts in the supermarket. And the fact is, having the knowledge of what's going to basically help you live a longer and better life, or what's going to basically accelerate a decline. And once you have that knowledge, then it becomes a lot easier to make choices.
All right, Phil, it's now your turn. He's already opened the door to the supermarket. Take it away.
So what should we be doing? When we walk into the store, obviously we're bombarded by 50,000 products. We have all these, you know, tens of thousands of images of magazine ads and TV commercials and radio commercials and so on that is giving us a predisposition of what we should be buying. How can we buy better foods in the store?
Easy. Never go down the aisles.
Okay.
Because if you stay on the periphery of the supermarket, that's all the foods that you need. They're basically
going to be... See, I will disagree with you on that. Doug and I have had this conversation. I think that 20 years ago was true. But today, and I visit between 10 and 15 supermarkets each and every week, there's just as much junk on the periphery of the store than in the center of the store today.
Well,
take a look at what the deli departments are selling, the cheese tables, the bakeries, and so on, at the meat cases and so on, it's just the same junk.
Well, I'll say yes and no. I'll rephrase my aspect to saying stay in the periphery and don't go to the deli. But stay in the periphery and buy the meats, buy the fruits, buy the vegetables, buy the dairy products, and then try to get out as quickly as you can. But you have to have a plan going in there, and a plan to saying what I'm trying to do is to basically retake control of my genes. That's the power of food. If people can get the aspect that I can basically retake control of my genes and cause them to now basically be under my control, they have a very, very different mindset when they walk into that market. But it's going to be a long time coming, and unfortunately, time is running out.
So what are the kinds of foods specifically that people should be eating, and what should they be avoiding?
Well, let's start with the foods to avoid. It's much easier to avoid foods than basically telling people what they should eat. First of all, the first thing you should avoid is every vegetable oil known to man. And the reason is...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Some of the Sunday coupons, ideas about coupons that are in newspapers and supplements from the supermarket guru Phil Leppert is here. We're having a conversation currently with Dr. Barry Sears. You'll remember him from the Zone Diet. One of the great tributes that I get listening to Phil, whom I have great respect for, Barry. That's why he's here on my program. He said that one of the good things about you is that you base what you write on solid science, as opposed to a lot of the other gobbledygook that comes from people who are involved in conjecture, or they're involved in their own kind of whatever demonstrative thing that they feel strongly about, like politicians who write things. Well, the fact of the matter is, and the fact of the matter isn't, but they want to believe that they're credible, and so they present their own bias. It isn't just politics. The biases are a part of our life. So when you have a scientist working on these sorts of things, it has more credibility, and thus we feel strongly about this book, Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad, which is the subject of our scrutiny here. We were talking about trans fats and I think vegetable oil, and whether or not there's anything in vegetable oil, what kinds of vegetable oil. I think that's where you and Phil left off. Am I correct?
That's correct. And because of these vegetable oils are so now so cheap, and they're ubiquitous in our society, and as a consequence, that's what was the stepping stone for basically this increase of inflammation in our bodies. Mm-hmm. That's another what the consequences of increased toxic fat. So by cutting out vegetable oils, you've taken a great step toward getting back to basically in being in control of your genes. The second thing you have to do is cut down the amount of white carbohydrates on your plate. Now, there's nothing about white being bad. It's simply that any carbohydrate that doesn't contain color means it doesn't contain a group of compounds called polyphenols. And why that's important, because polyphenols are very powerful anti-inflammatory agents. So what kind of carbohydrates have color? They're called fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
And so what you have now is the beginning of a very simple master plan. It's like, how do I want to basically control my health? I just have to basically balance my plate using my hand and my eye. It's very simple.
All right, let me go back to something we were talking about just before you came on. I'd asked Phil about frozen food versus fresh. And most of us would say, if we were given the opportunity to choose, that fresh would be better. Not necessarily is that the case, however, because of how long fresh food has to travel. You're going to the local farmer. You're getting your groceries, your produce from a local grower. The farmer's market even sometimes brings in stuff from a ways away. But it is, I think, true, as you look for these things, you need to look at source. You need to look at, and when I say that, I mean whether it's domestic or whether it's imported, how far it's traveled, that sort of thing. So oranges or any kind of fruit, if people come up to you and say, Dr. Sears, what do you advise? What do you say when it comes to fresh versus frozen?
Oh, I agree with Phil that oftentimes the frozen fruit is actually far more nutritious. It's the best fruit coming right off the farm. It's frozen there on the spot, and it's the most cost-effective. The really expensive food is fresh food that you don't use and goes bad in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. So that's echoing what you said, Phil, certainly. What about the business of fish? Fish oils, there's a whole lot. You were talking about omega-6s, omega-3s. You used to be able to get an omega-3, 6, and 9. Now we know that 6s and 9s are no good. There's now arguing about DHA versus EPA. I mean,
now.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, no, it's confusing.
I think
Dr. Sears, you know, Doug is bringing out what a lot of our listeners are concerned about, because you hear a headline that says, you know, fish oils are good, and you hear something else and else. You know, so what's the 101 on fish oil? Should we be consuming them?
They're probably the most important thing in the American diet that we're not consuming. And you're quite right. The first casualty of any marketing campaign is usually the truth. And omega-3 fatty acids in high enough concentrations are profound anti-inflammatory agents. That's why they and the polyphenols work together to keep this inflammation under control. Now, your grandmother knew how to do this two generations ago, when no kid could leave the house unless they had a tablespoon of cod liver oil.
Ah, yum!
Right. The world's most disgusting food still is. But that contained about 2,500 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, are you saying castor oil or cod liver oil?
Cod liver oil.
Okay, now lemonized. You know, you can buy cod liver oil that has lemon flavor to it. Have you come across that? Seriously.
Oh, yeah. The lemon flavor hides a couple of things, the flavor being one. But one thing they can't hide and can't run from is the fish today is very different than the fish was two generations ago, even the cod liver oil. Mm-hmm. Today, it basically is now much more contaminated with things that we've thrown in the environment, like PCBs, dioxanes, flame retardants.
Well, that's what adds the flavor to it.
Yeah. Well, it adds the flavor, but these are like the Roach Motel. Once they check in your body, they don't check out.
Uh-huh.
And this is the biggest concern, that, you know, our fish supply is, one, dwindling, and two, what's left behind is basically has a fair amount of contaminants. So trying to get enough omega-3 fatty acids in the diet without getting these contaminants is a real problem.
Is there such a thing as too much fish oil or the fish components?
They're all fizz. You know, you can even drink too much water. But usually the primary side effect of taking in a large amount of omega-3 fatty acids is that it makes you smarter.
That was
a recent study just published this week. It's showing the people who had high levels of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood, when they looked at the brain, it was bigger, and their cognitive skills were much better. That's why your grandmother said it's brain food.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, trying to get omega-3 fatty acids, but say, but I hate fish oil. Say, well, good. Let's try to eat enough fish to get the same amount of omega-3 fatty acids you got from your grandmother. Get a tablespoon of cod liver oil. It means eating 6 pounds of cod per day, which isn't going to happen, or 2 pounds of tuna,
uh-huh.
or even a fattier fish, maybe a half a pound of salmon every day for the rest of your life.
There you go. Yum. All right, so I think we got the picture here. This is pretty good. Phil, I don't want to go without you having the last word with Dr. Sears.
Well, I think that the most important thing, that whether it's the Zone Diet or any of the dozen or so books that Dr. Sears has written, and now the new one, Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad, is to understand our own bodies and to understand that we've got a responsibility. And it's not about all the companies or the supermarkets or whatever else pushing things on us, that we've got to know as we walk up and down, you know, the supermarket aisles to make intelligent choices. purposes, because we only have one body, and if we, you know, destroy it and break it, sure, maybe some docs can fix it, but, you know, what goes on the inside stays with us for life. Yeah. And I just think that, you know, when we have people out there like Barry Sears, who's really, you know, steeped in science and helped so many people understand their bodies better, that we all win.
Yep. All right. So, again, the book is called Toxic Fat: When Good Fat Turns Bad. There are all kinds of places you can get that, certainly online, the usual places. You can go to zonediet.com or drsears.com to get more information as well. Dr. Sears, good to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yep. You're welcome. My pleasure.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable. Looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity. Try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder. Now at Macy's.
All right, let's get to Sarah Bayer Sinnott, who's the president of Old Ways, an international nonprofit that is recognized for its expertise in traditional diets. So there's an interesting sort of spin on this, Phil.
There is. And, you know, Sarah will explain it, but it's basically called the African Heritage Diet Pyramid. And, Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first time that we've had the Mediterranean diet pyramid and other pyramids, but this is the first time someone has really put it together based on, you know, the culture and the heritage versus a region, and really look carefully at what the metabolic system is of this, you know, of this race.
Absolutely. The African Heritage Diet Pyramid looks at both the culinary history and the nutrition science. We put together a committee of culinary historians like Jessica Harris and nutrition scientist Walter Willett from Harvard and Katie Tucker from Northeastern and Alan Johnson from Howard, and looked at what were the traditions and then what's healthy, and put this together. And that looking at claiming your health by claiming your history, that diabetes isn't part of African Americans' heritage, and neither is heart disease, and what is in their heritage is health and strong body and delicious foods. And the great thing about traditional diets, whether it's Mediterranean, Asian, Latin American, or African heritage, is the food is really delicious, too, because people eat food, not nutrition.
Let me go back to a point that you made about diabetes and heart disease. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the African American population is about double the amount of diabetes as the Anglo population, correct?
They have among the highest rates in the country. And
so is it the same, as we've heard for years, that when the Asian culture comes to America, and in Asia, very low incidence of heart disease and whatever else and cancers, they come here and all of a sudden it goes through the roof?
That's so, exactly it. They're leaving their old ways,
right,
and embracing, I don't know what, if you call it an American diet or a Western diet, but more
the
highly
fast food diet.
Or highly processed foods. Processed foods can be good, but highly processed foods are not necessarily, but these foods are not part of their DNA, part of the way that they're made, and that they end up with a lot of bad chronic diseases, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and really eating a traditional plant-based diet is what they grew up with, plus lack of exercise. So that it's lifestyle, it's food, activity, and yes.
So, you know, if I take a look at, and probably the most recent acculturation is with the Hispanic population that we're
right.
looking at. So we have, let's just choose one country, Mexicans, who move to this country, who then start to acculturate, who then start eating, you know, the American diet because they feel that it's a better diet and it's a badge of success that
right.
they can go to McDonald's or Red Lobster or any of these places. So, you know, how do we deal with that, where it says, you know, we want you to be living here in America, we want you to become successful, but, you know, ignore what, on the surface at least, looks to be signs of success? How do we do that?
Well, it's important that everybody works together with the same message. And I have great hope for food and health in America. Congratulations, you've just joined the First Lady's program, and I think she's doing an amazing job. And
yep.
I hope that my organization, Old Ways, we have these programs about traditional diets, the African heritage. We have a Latin American diet pyramid and Mediterranean and Asian. And by working, partnering with organizations throughout the country who are actually working in communities to get this message that heritage is a great motivator for health, and it's really following the old ways is cool, and the food is delicious, and that's what we're working towards.
There's a lot of, one wonders about, especially when it comes to diets of groups, Black Americans, and have discounted. It's bothered me for a long time, frankly, that the health risks were so dramatically different. Now, I don't know whether they're different or they're just treated differently by the health community. And so maybe in part this is a recognition of that, Sarah. Is that sort of what we're talking about here?
Well, there are a whole number of reasons why people don't eat healthily, There's economics is one,
May I interrupt just for a second?
Excuse me.
One of the problems I have with that, Phil and I have talked about this all the time, it's an education problem. They don't eat well because they think, listening to a lot of advertising, that they can go to a fast food restaurant and get cheap food, when in fact, if you do a little quick research or look around, you can go to any good quality grocery store, buy fresh stuff, bring it home, fix it for a lot less money than you can go buy the stuff that you buy at the fast food restaurants.
And I also think that you would then have, more an appreciation of that food as well, because I think that's one of the problems. People don't know where food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
They're not preparing it. Again, it comes in, a paper wrapper from McDonald's.
It comes from the store. They don't know about farms. I mean, more and more, that's changing. I wonder, and not to make this a racial thing, but I wonder in certain parts of the country, if there's as much of a focus with the people of color in our country aiming to go find good, fresh, local food as there are with other segments
Absolutely.
Of the society.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you look at survey after survey, especially with African Americans and there's been a lot of attention on diabetes and heart disease and their diet, as African Americans go to college, graduate, get in the workforce and everything else, they're among the most concerned about health and what they're eating.
The reason I brought it up, Sarah and Phil, is because I'm in treatment at a clinic here in Los Angeles, and it's in the Black area of Los Angeles, and most of the people getting the treatments are Black, and the people that work there are Black. And so I engage in, I'm very interested in health and well-being, and many of the people who are there are from Africa, various countries, Ghana, Kenya. And they come over to this country. They seem to be interested in the health professions. And to a person, they are so aware, educated, concerned, and happy to talk to people about it. Because the folks you see in this clinic, it's an EECP clinic, which is aimed at dealing with matters of the heart, and pumping blood to various regions and fixing problems that come about as a result of bad circulation, heart problems, circulatory problems, that sort of thing, which a lot of Black Americans have because they've eaten the wrong stuff. Comparison to those who have grown up in Africa and who are working in this clinic, and I talk to them all the time, I listen to them talk about their experiences growing up and living there, because there is no such thing as refrigeration, no such thing as electricity. When you get outside the major cities, they grow what they can eat, and they take every single day, trip to, out to wherever, it may be that they can grow some things in a garden-like circumstance, but they are not able to preserve food, so they get whatever they can get fresh every day. You don't see anybody over there that's obese. You see nobody over there that's obese. So what is that? That's a duh.
Well, this is what our African Health and Heritage program is all about, and we have a pyramid that is a portrait of what a healthy African heritage diet is. And then we're developing educational programs and resources that show how healthy, easy, affordable, and delicious these meals are. and that it's not a difficult process to put these simple recipes together. They're easily bought at a grocery store, and they taste really good.
Yeah, well, that's great information. What's the website where people can go and get more information on this?
The website is oldways, and then P for preservation, T for trust, .org, oldwayspt.org.
And one of the things that you bring in to, it's common sense of a lot of it, is drinking a lot of water. This is something that becomes, and I'm talking about that because of my EECP thing, how important it is. Fill up your body with fruits and vegetables and whole grains and cereals and beans and that kind of stuff.
And a lot of greens, beautiful greens,
yep,
are at the
greens.
Bottom level of the food.
Yep.
The foundation of the pyramid is activity, lifestyle, enjoying meals with your family, gardening, running, and dancing.
Yep. I call it the LSD reality. Laughing, singing, and dancing.
I like that. I might feel that. I like that.
Figure that one. All right, Sarah, thank you for being here. Sarah Bear.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the supermarket, I can no longer shop happily.
Now, 53 after the hour, as we continue the discussion in a informative, provocative, sometimes amusing way. Phil Leppard is the supermarket guru. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com. Find out his hits and misses. We'll talk about a few of the things he's tested this week. First, though, let's look at coupons. Sundays, often people spend their time going through the coupons in the newspaper. There are plenty of websites. We have them at DougStephan.com. You have a lot of info on them at SupermarketGuru.com. So how do you find the most useful ones? Every Sunday, a lot of people spend a lot of time, and from time to time, you and I talk about what the best ones are. How do you, I mean, do you just have to look page by page by page, or is there some way?
No, online.
Online. Forget
online.
The papers.
You know, looking at a newspaper today, that's so old school.
What you want
to do is there's probably 10 different apps, free apps, that can help you with your coupons. There's actually
My friend Greg Grunberg, the actor, has Yowza. Have you ever checked that out?
No.
How does he spell it, Michael? It's Y-A... Yowza. I should look at an email from him.
But there's a lot of apps out there that can, you know, tell you what's on sale. What you want to do is you want to go online. You want to use those online coupons. You want to use the frequent shopper card. And you want to buy when things are on sale. We started talking about frozen food month. It's a great time. Clean out your freezer. You've got things in your freezer for years. Get rid of it. Make space. So now what you can do is you can actually buy some new things that are on sale with coupons. And, you know, it'll stay in your freezer for up to 6 months.
Very nice. All right, yeah. Frozen food. So those are the coupons. Go online, find all that stuff. The hits and misses. Every week you check out a lot of different products, recommend a few. What would you be recommending this week? What do people get more info on if they go to supermarketguru.com?
Well, all they've got to do is click on our new product reviews. First up, there's Pasta Mama's Fettuccine. This is a cinnamon nutmeg fettuccine. It is a miss. It, you know, there's nothing about this product. It doesn't taste great. The cinnamon and nutmeg is too, the flavoring just doesn't sound right. And it's $5.75 for 12 ounces. So if you see this product, run. A good product is Emergency for kids. You know, I happen to be a huge fan of Emergency. Whenever I feel a cold coming on, I'll take it. So now they've got a kids product that has come out, and it's very good with Bare Naked Nut Cluster Crunch Honey Almond Cereal, which is terrific. That got a 92, major hit for us. Just 11 grams of sugars and 1.5 grams of fat, red wheat, white rice, oats, and almonds, and it has 18 grams of whole grains in just 3/4 of a cup, which is a great buy. Also, there's a new sauce out there, and we get a lot of sauces, but this one is called Pirate's Blend Garlapino. So it's garlic and jalapeno peppers put together, and it's really terrific. I tasted it right out of the bottle. I tasted it on some vegetables and so on. It's terrific. And what I also really like about it is in the ingredient label, it tells you what percentage of what ingredient is in there. So, for example, it says 15% garlic, 12% jalapeno, 2% cilantro, which I think is a real good move. And then our big hit of the week, a 96, is Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps Unrefined Fresh Pressed Virgin Coconut Oil. Dr. Bronner, they make soaps typically. Mm-hmm. Now they're getting into the food world with this coconut oil. And it's terrific. It's going to remind you of the lard that you had physically when you were a kid, but it's a terrific product. Comes from Sri Lanka, a wonderful coconut aroma. You can use it for baking and frying and sauces. And what it really does, and the health benefit, is it increases the ratio of HDL cholesterol to LDL cholesterol because of those saturated medium chain fatty acids that Dr. Shears was talking about.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it for the week.
That is very helpful stuff. Also, there's a lot of information at supermarketguru.com about foodborne allergies, because there's a lot of confusion about it. And for some reason or other, this time of year seems to bring out a lot of, I've been sneezing, I must be allergic to all kinds of stuff.
Look at our environment.
Yeah.
Our air is horrible. I don't care
debris.
Where you are in the country.
Lots
you know,
of debris.
We have to put an air filter on our nose pretty soon.
Thank you very much. Phil Lempert, the Supermarket Guru, has been here on Good Day Weekend. Make sure you check out his website, supermarketguru.com. Notice how the filter goes away when I get to the website. It's 59 after on Good Day Weekend.